As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor, to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Last year, the majority of our gospel readings were from the Gospel of Mark. I spoke often about Mark as a storyteller, traveling from village to village, synagogue to synagogue, even with other actors. You heard that a lot. Now, this year, the majority of our gospel readings will be from the Gospel of Luke, who also wrote Acts of the Apostles. Luke was also a storyteller, but he was a different kind of storyteller. Luke's storytelling was in the form of teaching. At the beginning of his account, Luke said that his writing is a well-ordered account. His mission, he's stating right from the beginning, was to teach the story of Jesus. In his ministry of teaching, Luke emphasized history. What was going on in the world at the time and at each point in his story was very important. We'll hear that as we work our way through Luke. Luke also taught geography. Luke's gospel begins in Nazareth and ends in Jerusalem. And then Acts of the Apostles, which he wrote, begins in Jerusalem and then moves along and ends in Rome, which was the center of the known world of that day. As a storyteller teacher, Luke had some favorite topics that we'll see several times through this coming year. Topics such as prayer. And we heard today at his baptism, Jesus was praying. Luke will often talk about prayer. And Luke portrayed Jesus as a teacher as well. For example, only in Luke do we find the statement that the apostles go up to Jesus and say, "Lord, teach us to pray." According to St. Paul, Luke was a beloved physician. He called him that at the end of his letter to the Colossians. Healing and being a physician was the profession of Luke. So Luke taught very often about the importance of healing in the life of Jesus and in the life of the apostles in his second book. Now, Luke really, really wanted to teach the readers about the Holy Spirit. In chapter 1, at the very beginning, Luke tells us that John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit. Before he was born, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Both his parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth, were filled with the Holy Spirit, Luke tells us. The angel told Mary that her miraculous birth would happen because the Holy Spirit will come upon you. That's chapter 1. And then chapter 2, when Jesus is presented in the temple, the storyteller says that Simeon was filled with the Holy Spirit. And here in chapter 3, at the baptism of Jesus, the Holy Spirit shows up. Luke is teaching his listeners. He wants his listeners to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Be prepared for the day of Pentecost. Because on the day of Pentecost, after the death and resurrection of Jesus, the Holy Spirit will show up again in a mighty wind and with fire. On that day, the mission of Jesus becomes the mission of the church. Fire is mentioned twice in today's gospel reading. We're told that Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. Fire is a symbol of divine cleansing. Sins will be burned away. Sins will be forgiven. Souls will be made clean and pure. Luke really was an incredible teacher. As a storytelling teacher, Luke weaves three stories together throughout both of his book, his Gospel and Acts of the Apostles. He weaves together the story of Israel, the Old Testament, and then he weaves in the story of Jesus, and he weaves in the story of the church. For example, Psalm 2 in the Old Testament is a poem about the coronation of the king. And God speaks to the king of Israel saying, "You are my son." God is the speaker. "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." Now fast forward to the baptism of Jesus. Luke draws a parallel, for God speaks to Jesus in the same way. "You are my beloved son. With you I am well pleased." The story of Israel becomes intertwined with the story of Jesus. And we'll see that throughout his whole gospel and through Acts. The storyteller is teaching us that what happened then in the Old Testament is now happening in and through Messiah, in and through the Savior. And the third story that Luke weaves together with the Old Testament and the story of Jesus is the story of the church, our story. Just as Jesus was beloved, we as the church, you and I, are beloved. We are the beloved children of God. The story of Jesus becomes our story. Luke's mission was to weave the story of Israel with the story of Jesus and the story of the church. So this means that the baptism of our Lord, which we celebrate today, is weaved into our lives. For example, we're told that the winnowing fork of the Messiah gathers the wheat and burns the chaff with unquenchable fire. There's that fire again. Wheat is food that nourishes life. Chaff isn't food. Chaff is the waste material. The chaff, when you're harvesting wheat, is to be discarded. It's to be burned. Now, I don't believe that this means that some people are wheat and other people are chaff, and that some will be saved and some will be burned. That's not what's being taught here. I believe that it means that there's good and bad within the church, and the bad needs to be burned away. I believe that there's good and bad within each of us, and the bad needs to be burned away. The Messiah's job description, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is to separate the good from the bad and to get rid of the bad, and when needed, to forgive the bad. The bad within us and the bad within the church. What's good within us and what's good within the church is wheat, is food for souls. What's bad, the sin, the evil, the wrongdoing, the lies, they all need to be burned out of our lives with unquenchable fire. They need to be burned out of our souls. They need to be burned out of the soul of the church so that we can nourish the world with the food that God gives us. So Luke is teaching us here, we need salvation. We need forgiveness. We need the Messiah to separate the good from the bad within us. We need God. So when Luke teaches the story of Jesus, he's teaching us how God wants us to live as church and as individuals. About 25 years ago, when I was in full-time ministry, there was a decision in the congregation I was serving at the time, that a decision that needed to be made. Now, I really thought that I knew what was best for the congregation. Pastors are like that sometimes, you know. And not everyone agreed with me. There were discussions. There were intense discussions. Some discussions were difficult. It was definitely a stressful time. And as time went on, the decision was creating some conflict. And I don't like church conflict. Who does? We got wrapped up in what we sometimes call church politics. Well, when it came time for the congregational meeting to make that final decision, to finally decide what we were going to do, I wanted to control the situation. I wanted to take charge, and I tried. But all I remember about myself at that meeting as I spoke, and I mean this with all my heart, I sounded stupid. I just did. I wasn't making any sense. I was so intense on what I wanted to say, I sounded stupid. So I was just so flustered. So I backed off. I backed away. I silenced myself. I physically moved to the back of the sanctuary and didn't say another word. Feeling that I was going to lose that battle, I decided in that moment to let it go. And I did, just let it go. But when the congregation voted, the decision was overwhelming. The decision wasn't even close. But I wasn't disappointed. The decision went the way I wanted it to go. Now, after the meeting, I was standing in the narthex. There was a glass, and then some people were talking inside the sanctuary and some people in the fellowship behind me. But I was standing there alone. And I breathed, and I centered myself in the presence of God. I didn't want to get involved in those discussions. In my calling, we call them parking lot meetings. But I just breathed and centered myself. And then I had a spiritual experience that I will never forget. Over my right shoulder, from the corner of my eye, I saw a dove. Now, there wasn't a literal dove inside the church, but I saw a dove with the eye of my soul. for me, the Holy Spirit was coming down to me. And then I heard a voice. I heard a voice. Again, it wasn't a physical voice, but I definitely heard a voice in my soul. And I knew that God was speaking to me. And God said to me, "That was me." Luke's story of the baptism of Jesus became my story in that moment. In the depths of my soul, I felt that I was a beloved child of God. And I wasn't in control of the church. God's Spirit is in control of the church and of life. That experience reminded me that nothing I do as a pastor, nothing I do as a Christian, nothing I do as a human being can be done without the Holy Spirit leading me, guiding me, directing me, inspiring me. Luke the teacher wants to weave this story of Jesus into our lives. We're at our best when our lives become intertwined with the life of Jesus. We're at our best when our lives become intertwined with the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, when they become our story. And what we need to do is rely on the Holy Spirit to do God's work in our lives. We rely on the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and inspire us. We rely on God to love us. We're not in charge. God is. And when we recognize that and embrace that truth, we can do God's work in the world. When that happens, when we rely on God, we become the wheat. And we can feed the world. We can become good food for the world. And that is our calling. That's what Luke is teaching us today. That we can become good food. We can become food for the world with kindness, forgiveness, healing, compassion, and love. This is what Jesus is teaching us today. And sometimes, in order for us to become the food, sometimes we need to back off and silence ourselves. And we need to listen to what Jesus has to say to us. Sometimes we need to silence ourselves and listen to what God is saying. Let us pray. Think of the chaff, the sin, the rough parts of your life. Think of the places where it hurts. And listen to God speaking to you. You are my beloved child. Think of the need for healing in your life. Think of the need for healing in the lives of others, for those suffering out in California with the fires and losing their homes. Some have lost their lives. Some are grieving. Think of all the healing that is needed. And step back and listen to God speaking to you and to all. You are my beloved child. Think of your work in the church. Think of what you do in your daily lives, large things and small things. Listen to God as you do that work. You are my beloved child. Let's rest in all these things and whatever is in our mind, our hearts, and souls. Let's step back and rest for a moment. center ourselves in the presence of God. And listen to God speaking to you. You are my beloved child. This is me, God is saying. You are my beloved child. You are my beloved child.